Mads and Shantae, and we are here with our special guest, LeSharr.
How's it going, everybody? How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great.
We're doing amazing.
Your voice sounds really good, by the way. I don't know what it is.
Like, yeah, like you're coming through nice and clear.
Yeah. We just got done listening to Mariah. Oh, how do you say it? I don't want to say it wrong. Mariah,
beautiful vocals.
Mariah Belgrad, yeah.
Yeah, she had some of the cleanest vocals I've
ever heard live.
She sounded
really good, and she just performed a new song. She said it for the first time live, and she sounded like, it sounded amazing.
It was incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Great
set. Shouts out to her. But first, we'd like to jump in and kind of do like a little bit of like an icebreaker with you.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah, send everything up.
Let's do it.
We're going to do like a rapid fire word association type of thing.
Okay.
So we're just going to say something. And then you're gonna say someone that relates to it.
Okay.
The first person to like hesitate or stumble, you have a drink, so we're just gonna make you like take a swig, okay?
I don't have too much left,
that's
so
fine.
I'll keep
baby,
it
quiet. Baby,
yeah.
Steps.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, you ready?
PG-13, I'm guessing.
Actually, no, because we've talked about anal and stuff on our podcast before.
I just don't know where this is going.
It can go anywhere.
Okay. Let's start off with weed.
Weed? A bong.
Joint.
Fire.
Lighter.
Bruh.
Sister.
Man.
Wife?
House.
Car.
Fast.
Slow.
Turtle.
Hair.
Brush.
Comb.
Hair.
You are amazing.
I was going to say, that was the best one that we've done.
I'm like sitting here with my mouth like, you guys just keep going.
That
I'm like,
nice.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Okay, so for this next one, we're going to have you start with the word.
Okay.
You got this?
No.
Okay, well, we'll try.
I'll try.
Okay, ready? Poster.
Child.
Microphone.
Me.
Billboard.
Cardi B.
Nails.
Chalkboard.
Stage.
Summer Splash Fest.
Do-rag.
Black people.
Table.
Cloth.
Album.
Cover.
Release.
Stool.
Softener?
I'm kind of there. I'm kind of there.
That was funny.
Softener?
I'm gonna take it.
I looked over and there were stools, so.
It worked.
Alright.
Yeah.
No problem.
Alright, so now that we've kind of warmed it up, got to know each other, do we want to do another round?
No, let's go ahead and jump into some interview questions.
Let's do this.
Alright, so tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from and are you original to Seattle?
No. So I came to Seattle in 2015. I'm originally from Phoenix, Arizona, and so I studied musical theater a lot down in Arizona, and then I went to New York for a year, and then I went to Seattle, and so I studied 2 years at Cornish College of the Arts.
Okay.
And then I was diagnosed with epilepsy, which was crazy. Yeah, that was nuts.
Oh my god, yeah.
And so I dealt with that. It's still something I deal with occasionally, but I've gotten control of it a little bit.
Yeah.
But I had to step out of school for a little while.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I was like, well, I was doing music in school, let's do something else. So I started this band, Threebra. That was a while ago. But that didn't work out too well, and so I was like, I'm gonna go solo, I'm gonna do my own thing, and here I am.
That's really
cool. I love it.
Yeah, that was the whole story. Sorry, that was a
good. So like that makes me think about like with the music and stuff that you do and like the epilepsy. With the music and stuff that you do and like you being with epilepsy, how does that like the lighting and whatnot like?
So I actually don't have my seizures typically aren't induced by lights
or loud
noises.
Awesome.
It's typically stress induced.
Okay.
So I really have to like
keep it
on stage.
All
yeah,
the
I'm
time.
Good, I'm awesome. Good. But yeah, that I really had to learn to like keep my cool. That's been more than anything. Yeah.
Maybe we can
learn some right. Can you teach me some tips because I was freaking out?
My biggest thing is like learning that, you know, things that are out of your control are out of your control. And you know, like,
yes.
If something's happening, it's happening.
Right.
Like, it's what it is. Right, like the other day, my girlfriend and I were going somewhere and we forgot something at the house and we were like 30 minutes out and it was like a big part of our day. And I was like, well, shit, we gotta stop at the store and get a new one. Yeah. It's gonna be expensive, but it is what it is. Yeah. We're already out.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and so.
Just bite the bullet on that one.
Normally that would have tripped me out. I'd been like, oh my God, what do we do? We turn around, we're gonna go spend $100 on this, like, what's happening? But, you know, so yeah, I think just taking a breath.
Yeah.
And relaxing. It's easier said than done.
Gotcha.
It
takes
a lot of breaths. Yeah.
I am notorious. I'm like, I just need a moment to myself really quick so I can like work through this.
Right.
And then I'll be ready.
Can you do me a favor real quick? I'm sorry, man. I'm
ordering a drink.
I finished my drink too quick in the interview.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
So let's talk about New Bones. Is this your first EP or like?
So it was my first EP was Playground Fame.
Okay.
And then this is my first album. The difference, you know, between an EP and an album is one song. You know, EPs are typically 6 to 7 and albums are 8 or more.
Gotcha.
So
I didn't know that honestly.
And
I
that's know. Honestly that's like a loose translation, right?
Yeah.
I Googled that and was like, oh, so this is gonna be an album. but yeah, so it's an 8-song album. It's my second under this name, Layshock. And it really came to be because I'm gonna show you something.
Ooh, hey, hello.
Oh my god.
For the camera, I had shoulder surgery.
That's not the way.
They put a new bone in my shoulder. It was a cadaver bone. I was a stupid little kid. Yeah. I was a stupid little kid.
So you're like
my
part zombie.
Everyone calls me that. Zombie boy. Yeah. That's my other nickname. But yeah, so I did. It was like a year of setting up the surgery, and it was a lot of like figuring out what we were going to do because it's not something that's typically done, from what I understand, in the United States. And so they had to like refer to people from another country, from Europe, somewhere.
Oh, wow.
I don't really know too much about it.
Wow, that is actually so interesting.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. So it was a bank card cadaver graft. Thank you so much for me. I really appreciate this. It was a bank card with a cadaver graft. And it happened back in November. It was the actual surgery.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a rough time. I was in a sling for 6 months.
Wow.
And so that was when I decided to make the album. My surgery's in November. I decided to make the album in January.
You had that downtime to really work on it.
But the struggle is, I have my own home studio, and I do everything myself. So how do you make an album with one hand?
Yeah.
And not your dominant hand, right? I'm not left-handed. So.
Sucks to be you. And
So I worked with a bunch of people on it. I had an engineer. His name is Ryan Smart. I literally couldn't have gotten this done without him. He's down in Arizona.
Awesome.
And then my guy who does all my digital design.
Cool.
Shout out to Jesse Shandell.
I like those.
Can't see it too well.
We're trying to get stickers made, so we might. Yeah.
These are fire takings, please.
Thank you.
I had a bunch of people on the team, so those two. Fumio, who's been one of the dedicated photographers, and I have two others as well. I had a videographer. We made a movie. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Really?
There's a movie. It's out on YouTube. It's like 7 or 8 minutes long.
I'll check it out.
We're gonna check that out.
We definitely
it's just
will.
Short snippets of every song with a story behind it.
Okay.
Marshall's in it, and my girl Marasha, she's performing today. She's in it too.
I think, love it. I think maybe I might have seen clips or something of it. Have you been promoting it
little trailers?
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Awesome. That's really dope.
They make great rum and cokes here at LTD. Shout out to LTD. This is a sponsor for them. Come get a rum and coke.
So you do lyrics, music, like you do DJing as well? Like
I don't do DJing, but yeah, I do produce myself.
Okay.
Yeah, so I make all the music, I write all the lyrics, I record everything in my studio myself, and then I send it to my guy Ryan, and he gives it what I call the smart effect. That's the last thing, smart, Ryan smart. He just makes it sound like a new song. And so it's been really cool to just see the progression. He came in at the very end of Playground Fame and did a little bit of working on it. But this one, we were really hand-in-hand, like the whole album.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
If you could collaborate with anybody in the world, who would it be? Why?
Local, well-known, or you know what I mean? Anybody.
So, if you'd asked me this 3 months ago, I would have been like, Logic. I'm hella into Logic right now.
I love Logic.
I really love it. You know, his new collaboration with Eminem, he was really good. He has Will Smith on his new album.
Really?
Yeah, it's Don't Be Afraid to Be Different. Great song.
You gotta check him out.
But I think I would take it probably local if I had that opportunity. There's this guy, Greaves. And he has some really, really tight songs, but my favorite of his right now, it's not new, I don't think, it's called What It Do. And you guys should check it out. But
we will. Yeah, no, we definitely. Sounds like someone that we might like.
Right.
It's very much similar. I'm not saying my music's like his, but it's very in like that not traditional hip hop, right? It's not like that boom bop vibe.
Yeah.
It's very like kind of alternative.
Okay.
But it's very, very lyrical and very witty and very rhythmic. And yeah,
I like
so
it.
Greaves, I think right now would be my choice.
Awesome. Greaves, you heard it here first. He wants to make a song with you.
Yeah, let's collab. Last one before we wrap it up. I was creeping on your Instagram story the other night. You were in a ridiculously long Taco Bell line.
I was in this Taco Bell line.
What do you like to get from Taco Bell? Like, what's your order?
What's your standard order?
Damn, it always changes because I always like new things. And I go to Taco Bell a lot. So I gotta change that up frequently. You
it's
know,
okay.
A lot of shout outs.
I'm gonna give you
the four things I order.
We're in the same boat. We go way too often.
I get the Crunchwrap Supreme.
Right.
That's one of the main things.
Solid.
But I don't get the nacho cheese in it. I don't like it. I ask for shredded cheese.
Okay.
It's just a lot cleaner. It tastes better.
It's like a real wrapped quesadilla at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get the Cheesy Gordita Crunch, classic.
That's also,
I'm afraid to admit this one. The grilled XL burrito, the beef, whatever.
Why are you ashamed of that? I've gotten that
one. It's a big
one. It is.
And then those Cinnabon
the
Delights.
The steak is good.
Ooh.
Those Cinnabon Delights and a Baja Blast.
I haven't had those. Always a Baja Blast. No, I haven't.
Go get a two-pack. They're like a dollar. And eat one of them. If you don't like the other one, give it to her and she'll have it.
I will eat it.
I'm sure she will.
Yeah.
I love it. No, okay, that makes me feel good. I usually get like a Mexican pizza and a beefy 5-layer burrito.
My mom used to eat Mexican pizza. Shout out to you, Mom. I would not be here without you. Mom, Dad, I love you guys so
love
much.
Love you guys. Thank you so much for making him and bringing him here.
I appreciate you both.
What's your go-to at Taco Bell?
I mean, it's always a beefy 4-layer without the beans.
She takes out the beans.
Beefy 4-layer, no beans.
I do not like Taco Bell beans. It's disgusting. I'm sorry.
Taco Bell. You don't need the beans.
Yeah, right? You gotta do better.
You got a lot of things right, but the beans.
Yeah.
Well, before we sign off, let the listeners know where they can find your music.
Yeah, my album, New Bones, just released on Spotify last night and today, apparently.
Yeah, I saw it on title.
Yeah, and I'm on most main streaming platforms, and my new movie filmed by Ben Visual, Aaron Benson, directed by John Rainwaters, is on YouTube. You can find it with Lay Shock, that's L-E-Y Shock. That's where everything's at right now.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.